Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar Anthony Mezeches Vachim Daf Lamed Ches, the fourth Perek Beis Shammai. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, a brisa provides another source for Beis Hillel's opinion that a single matana suffices for a chatas. The psukim about chatas say three times v'kiper, 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 and the kohen shall atone. The first teaches v'kiper afu bishul nasan el shosh, he shall atone even though he only made three applications. The second v'kiper teaches that he atones even with only two matanos, and the third v'kiper teaches that even a single matana atones. The Gemara says perhaps it should be darshaned differently, with the first v'kiper teaching that even if you only place three of the matanas above the line and one below instead of all four above, it's still valid, and the second and third teaching that even one above the line and three below is still valid. It answers, we never find blood applications of which half, or some, are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. Therefore, the Pasuk must instead be teaching that only a single matana is ma'akev. Point number two, the Gemara objects to the previous assertion that no blood matanos are partially above and partially below from various hazos performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but clarifies that they were not done in different places. The Gemara then asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the Mizbeach, while its matanos are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanos must be in the same place only refers to matanos which are ma'akev. The Gemara still objects that there is an opinion that shirayim hapnimim, pouring the remnants of the blood of the inner chatas, is ma'akev, yet it is poured in the yesod of the mizbech, while the matanos are all placed on the karnos of the mizbech hapnimi, above. It answers, b'chad malkum ka'amrin, we're only saying about one location, meaning one mizbech, that all matanos are either above or below. But this does not apply to achatas hapnimis, whose matanos are placed on the mizbech hapnimi, and its shirayim on the mizbech hachitzon. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matanos shebechatos, the three last applications of chatos, which are not critical, enum balos belayla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubalos lachermisa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana. V'amal mehem b'chutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for a vote outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. Papa says, Yesh mehen ketchilaso, some of the laws of the last three matanas are like its beginning, meaning the first critical matana, v'yesh mehen kesofo, and some of their laws are like its end, like pouring shirayim. In addition to Rabbi Yochanan's laws of chutz and laila before, they are considered like ordinary zrika regarding disqualifying zarim, requiring a klisharis, performing the matana onto the karen of the mizbech, and with the kohen's finger, the law of kibus, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood splattered, and these matanas create shirayim, meaning the remaining blood in the kli must be poured into the yesod. In addition to Rabbi Yochanan's law of misa mentioned before, they are considered like shirayim such that they do not permit the meat for consumption, cannot create pigol, and do not invalidate the carbon if the blood enters the heichal. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brisa provides another source for Beis Hillel's opinion that a single matana suffices for achatas. The psukim about achatas say three times, v'kiper, 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 and the kohen shall atone. The first teaches, v'kiper afu bishul nasan el shosh, he shall atone even though he only made three applications. The second v'kiper teaches that he atones even with only two matanos, and the third v'kiper teaches that even a single matana atones. The Gemara says perhaps it should be darshaned differently, with the first v'kiper teaching that even if you only place three of the matanas above the line and one below instead of all four above, it's still valid, and the second and third teaching that even one above the line and three below is still valid. It answers, we never find blood applications of which half, or some, are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. Therefore, the Pasuk must instead be teaching that only a single matana is ma'akev. Point number two, the Gemara objects to the previous assertion that no blood matanos are partially above and partially below from various hazos performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but clarifies that they were not done in different places. The Gemara then asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbeach, while its matanos are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanos must be in the same place only refers to matanos which are ma'akev. The Gemara still objects that there is an opinion that shirayim hapnimim, pouring the remnants of the blood of the inner chatas, is ma'akev, yet it is poured in the yesod of the mizbech, while the matanos are all placed on the karnos of the mizbech apnimi, above. It answers, b'chad malkum ka'amrin. We're only saying about one location, meaning one mizbech, that all matanos are either above or below. But this does not apply to achatas apnimis, whose matanos are placed on the mizbech apnimi, and its shirayim on the mizbech achitzon. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matanos shebechatos, the three last applications of chatos, which are not critical, Einum balas b'layla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubalas lachar misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana. V'amal mehem b'chutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for a vote outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. Rapapa says, yesh mehen k'tchilaso, some of the laws of the last three matanas are like its beginning, meaning the first critical matana, v'yesh mehen k'sofo, and some of their laws are like its end, like pouring shirayim. In addition to Rabbi Yochanan's laws of chutz and laila before, they are considered like ordinary zrika regarding disqualifying zarim, requiring a kli shareis, performing the matana onto the karen of the mizbech, and with the kohen's finger, the law of kibus, requiring the washing of a garment onto which blood splattered, and these matanas create shirayim, meaning the remaining blood in the kli must be poured into the yesod. In addition to Rabbi Yochanan's law of misa mentioned before, they are considered like shirayim such that they do not permit the meat for consumption, cannot create pigol, and do not invalidate the carbon if the blood enters the heichal. All right, so now it's time to go to our siman daf lamed ches, and our standard siman relates to a davar alach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash. Once again, slow motion. The young kohanim in training using chicken soup, that must be more on daf lamed ches. The young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, which reminds us we never find blood applications of which half or some are placed above the line and half are placed below the line. So the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a mock. Which reminds us, Gemara objects about the previous assertion that no blood of matanas are partially above and partially below. It asks that shirayim, remnants of achatas, are poured into the base of the mizbech, while its matanas are above the line. It answers that the pouring of shirayim is not ma'akev, and the principle that all matanos must be in the same place only refers to matanos, which are ma'akev. So the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful never to do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matanos shebechatos, the three last applications of achatos, which are not critical, ein baos belayla, are not brought at night, like ordinary zrika, ubaos la'achar misa, but can be brought after the death of the owner, unlike the first critical matana. V'amal mehem b'chutz chayv, and one who offers any of them outside the mikdash is liable to karis, the punishment for avoda outside the mikdash, just like for the first matana. So once again, the young kohanim in training using chicken soup for practice, who made sure never to do part of a matana above the line and part below, had no problem pouring the leftover chicken soup on the base, since pouring is a ma'akev, and were careful to never do the last three of achatas at night or outside the mikdash. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf lamed dalet. So the simur daf lamed dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The tummy person who ate kachi meat before his riku climbed the ladder. A ladder? That must be more daf lamed dalet. The tummy person who ate kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate kachin before Zrika was pater, which reminds us, Gemara discusses a tummy who eats kachin before Zrika versus a tar who eats tummy kachin before Zrika. So the tummy person who ate kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed a ladder to escape from getting malchus, while the tar who ate tummy kachin before Zrika was pater, was shocked when he saw that a pasul who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood shirayim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, pasul Moshe Yasis shirayim, does a disqualified person who is makabal and then Zorak blood render the animal's remaining blood remnants, which cannot be used for a valid Zrika? Rabbi Yochanan answered that the only invalid Zrika which makes the remaining blood shirayim is one with an intent of chutz lezmano or chutz mkomo, which is considered Zrika for affecting pigul. So the Tummy prisoner ate Kachin meat before Zrika, who climbed the ladder to escape from getting Malchus, while the Tauher who ate Tummy Kachin before Zrika was Pater, was shocked when he saw that Apostle who did Kabbalah and Zrika did not render the remaining blood Shirayim, and that Akashi who did Kabbalah and then put the clean in his left hand simply returned to his right hand, since Kosh Biyado Lavidichui, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph taught that if a Kasher person was Mekabel the blood and handed it to Apostle or to his left hand or poured it into a Kli Chol, a non-sacred vessel, or it spilled on the floor, it's returned to its place to perform Zrika. They warn us that the blood should become Dichui, rejected by being in an invalid state, and remain permanently disqualified from Zrika. Ravashi answers, Kosher biyado lahavidichui, any disqualification which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. This is proven from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tan who ascribes to the principle of permanent dichui, still holds the received blood which spilled onto the floor may be gathered up and used for Zrika. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Zimmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. As a Zvachim children's choir, that must mean we're in Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. As the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood, up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda asked the Chochamim who held that blood spilled from the Kli Shaar's Erev Pesach could not be applied to the Mizbeach, why then was the Azara plugged on Erev Pesach? They answered, Shevachu b'nei Aaron, it's a praise to the Kohanim that they walk in blood of Karbanos up to their knees. Since it's a liquid, it doesn't constitute a chetzitza from the floor. Since they cannot perform a voda with soiled big dekahuna, this is only done when they carried wood to the Mizbeach, which is not an avoda. During a voda, they walked on itzveh, raised stones in the Azara floor. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutzlis manu duet with intent to eat the blood, which isn't typically eaten, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon with intent, lechol davar shein darko lechol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be placed on the mizbeach, for example, blood or a morim, haktir davar shein darko haktir, or to burn on the mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and he intended this to occur chutz lezmano or chutz mekomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because he didn't have intentions that were legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. So as the Zvachim children's choir stood in fake blood up to their knees, singing the praises of the Kohanim, one boy pretended to do a shechita and performed a chutz lezmanu duet with intent to eat the blood which isn't typically eaten, with another boy dressed up as a sheep who harmonized that he was pigel and his little fetus was too, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, pigel bezevach, if one had pigel intent about a carbon, nispagel hashalil, the fetus of the carbon also becomes pigel and obligates karis for eating it. However, b'shalil, or nispagel hazevach, if he had pigel intent only by the fetus, the carbon does not become pigel because the shalil is not ordinarily eaten. Daf Lamed Vav. So the simur Daf Lamed Vav is lulav. So here goes. The Kohen lulav merchant, lulav, that must mean we're a Daf Lamed Vav. The Kohen lulav merchant who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a carbon, amanas, laniach es damo emur of lamachar, intending to leave its blood or emurim until the next day, or latzino chutz, or to take them out of the azara, Rabbi Yehuda invalidates the carbon, but the Chachamim say it is valid. So the Kohen lulav merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too, which reminds us, the Gemara presents a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim she'im hanichu lamacher she'u puzzle, do you not agree that if he actually left the blood until the next day, that the carbon is invalidated? So too, if he merely intended to leave it until the next day, the carbon is invalidated. So the Kohen lulav merchant, who was in a rush to the shuk and held that thinking about leaving the blood until tomorrow won't puzzle the carbon, was told by another Kohen that if actually leaving it is puzzle, then thinking about leaving it is too. While another seller rushing out only did one matana on the mizbeach hachitzon for a carbon that needed two, which was also keeper, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol nitan al mizbeach hachitzon, regarding all bloods which are to be applied on the outer mizbeach, shenasim b'matana achas keeper, that the Kohen only made one application, he affects atonement even if two were required, l'chadchila. Regarding achatas, which requires four matanas, Beis Shammai says that if two matanas were made, it is mechaper, but Beis Hillel says, af chatas shenasim matana achas keeper, even regarding achatas that he made only one application, he affected atonement. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishavech laser tag game, laser tag, that must be more in Daf Lamed Zion. At the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech laser tag game featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, which reminds us, a brisa had derived from the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech that one matana suffices for kabbanis for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Gemara objects that another brisa darshans is to teach that for bloods which should be applied by Zrika, which a Kohen applied instead by Shvicha, that is Yotze. It answers that the first brisa holds like Rabbi Akiva that lo zrika b'chol shvicha, throwing is not included in pouring. Lo shvicha b'chol zrika, and pouring is not included in throwing, meaning one who pours the blood of a carbon requiring zrika is not yotze, since he does not darshan the pasuk like Rabbi Shmuel, it's therefore available to darshan that one matana suffices. So at the Dam Zevechecha Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the zrika versus the shvicha teams, where the goal was for the shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Dam Ve'imurim target in the Maaseh Behema and Pesach area, which reminds us, the Gemara has said, V'dam Zevechech Yishafech is needed for yet another drasha. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, that although a pasuk teaches that a Bechor's blood is Nizrak, and its Imurim are burned on the Mizbeach, the source that Maaseh Behema and Pesach also require Matan Damim Ve'imurim is V'dam Zevechech Yishafech. So at the Dam Zevechech Yishafech laser tag game, featuring the Zrika versus the Shvicha teams, where the goal was for the Shvicha team to capture a Zrika member, one player was able to hit the Matan Damim Ve'imurim target in the Maaseh Behema and Pesach area, while two players were arguing whether a minimum of one or two Matana shots were Ma'akev for the Chatas challenge, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Beis Shammai say that two Matanas of blood of a Chatas are Ma'akev. Rav Huna explains that the Pesukim mentioned the word Kranos, horns on the Mizbeach, three times with the plural term indicating a total of six. Four of these are L'mitzvah, the commanded procedure, and two are Ma'akev. Beis Hillel holds only one Matan is Ma'akev because two of the words are written as Karnos without a Vav and can be read as the singular Karnas. This results in a total of four. Three are L'mitzvah and only one is Ma'akev. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn about parts of the karbanos which cannot make pigel but become pigel together with the carbon, such as the shalil, the fetus of the carbon? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number two. Which daf do you learn that Ravashi holds? Kol shebiyado habidichui. Any dichui which is in his power to rectify is not considered rejected and becomes valid when feasible. That's on daf Lamed Dalet. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that the last three matanos of a chatas, which aren't critical, are not brought at night and cannot be brought outside the mikdash? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number four. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds that machshavas hinuach, intent to leave a carbon past its time, invalidates it? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number five. Which daf do we have in Malchus where the din pigel applies when one has intent to eat something not meant to be eaten? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that pouring the shiraim into the base of the Mizbeach is not an example of half above and half below the line, since pouring the shiraim is not ma'akev? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that one matana is adequate b'dieved for kabbanis of the Mizbeach HaChitzon? That's on daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we machlokes of a carbon requiring zrika is yotze with shvicha pouring? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that we never find the matanas, the blood applications of which half of them are above the line and half of them are below the line? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss why the matzor cannot fully enter the azar to do smicha on his asham? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.